You are listening to a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the program producer or sponsor and not those of NRG Media, LLC.
I feel a song coming on.
It's the beat, it's the beat, the beat, the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Joe!
Karen!
Hi, Joe!
How are you?
Good. What a beautiful week weather-wise.
I know.
Can you believe July?
I'll take it. And today is gorgeous.
I know. July was phenomenal.
We're sitting here at August 2nd. I have no idea what happened to July, though.
Yeah,
truly.
I know. Because it was so cool. It was
wasn't
wonderful.
Wasn't it just fireworks, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's August.
And, now and then in a week, school.
Back to school.
Oh my gosh,
I know my baby
it.
Is going to start high school.
Oh, my gosh. That's right, Jody. In
how
a week.
How is that possible?
A week from Monday. Your
it's
baby.
Not.
14?
It's 14? 14.
Yeah, okay.
14 going on 30.
And that's for sure. Well, Jode, we have some interesting stories. I like these good stories. In Fargo, North Dakota, a single mom who needs money, she found a wallet with $1,000 in it. And, of course, she did the right thing. She was with her 7-year-old when she found it. And, of course, you know, she wanted to set a good example for
right.
the 7-year-old. So she returned it.
Oh, good for her.
And but she called her mom. She said, you know, God is really testing me today, Mom. I thought that. No, that was really nice. And then she only got a $20 reward. But then, she got a $200. The child got a $200 gift for school. So
oh, from
out.
The people?
From
that,
the, yeah.
Oh, that was so nice.
Wasn't that nice?
When she handed, did she talk, when she said, oh, I found your $1,000 from Fargo? I found your wallet in Fargo.
I found your wallet,
$1,000. Oh, God, did she say, oh, Geely, oh, golly gee, I found your wallet in Fargo.
I don't know.
I love it.
I
oh,
don't
my
know.
God.
But have you ever heard of anyone writing their own obituary?
No, but you know what, Karen? I have heard of people that write their own funeral.
Yeah,
not
that's
necessarily
true.
Their own obituary, but
yeah.
I have heard. I have a friend whose mother, and she knew she was passing away.
Oh,
she wrote
yeah.
her entire funeral.
Did
who
she?
Was going to say the hymns? Who was going to speak?
But she
what
didn't
she
write
wearing.
What they were going to say.
No.
Yeah,
no, she allowed
okay.
them to say.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, she said, listen, I want you to serve the chicken salad, not the bad
no,
chicken
she
salad,
didn't.
The good
Did
chicken
she?
Salad. Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best.
No,
you
that's
can do
hilarious.
That. I
yeah.
think more power to you.
Well, this guy was really funny. And he wrote, and it, no one was surprised that he wrote his own obituary. And he told them in the obituary, don't email me, I'm dead.
Oh, in his obituary?
Yeah.
Okay, that is
that's funny.
Perfect.
It was pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah, now guess what? We saw a movie last night. My
what
nephew's
did you
in
think?
Town. We saw the number one movie, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, what did you think?
Yeah, it's good, especially good for young people.
Yeah.
There's humor, there's violence, there's everything, really. I mean, they're kind of five misfits who don't fit in. They've all had kind of a shady past.
Okay.
But then they save the world, of course.
Okay.
But the visuals are stunning. The music's
oh,
great.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So is it?
It's good.
I mean,
there's
a
raccoon. Can you imagine there's a raccoon as one of the superheroes?
Really?
He is so funny. I love this raccoon.
Because I think the movie, they said that it stormed the box office.
11.2 million.
Yeah, 11.2.
In 1.9, which
in
is
opening.
Great.
But
yeah.
you know what? There's not a lot of blockbusters out there right now.
Well, they're hoping this will pick up the slump this summer.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Speaking
of slump, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr.
He's in a slump.
Well, remember his ex-wife killed herself about a year, one or 2 years ago?
Oh, right, right.
But this is really nice. He's getting married today, I think, Joe, to, do you know who
yep.
actress Cheryl Hines
yeah.
is?
She's yeah, she's great. From Curb
Isn't
Your Enthusiasm.
She wonderful? She's
I
adorable.
I love her. I
yeah.
think she's great. So that's it. You know what? I
Isn't
love
that, nice?
That. I think that's great. And she's, I think she was in Suburgatory as well. I think that ABC series. So she is hilarious.
Yeah,
she's
great.
And I'm
sure and
they
I
make
hope,
a terrific
you know,
couple.
He doesn't play around
is
anymore.
Is he still in... Is he still in politics?
I think so. Do you know he's 60
former.
Already?
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
He's a good-looking 60.
He's they're all darling.
Yeah,
yeah of
Ooh,
course. And
I'll
he's a Kennedy,
him.
Of course.
Well, who
Speaking
wouldn't?
Of good-looking, Joe, the next couple, extremely good-looking Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they do now, which nobody does anymore? They write letters to each other.
Oh, that's
Isn't
sweet.
Isn't that nice? Like when they're apart so much.
Well.
So they actually write letters. Don't
yeah.
you think that's sweet, Neil?
Neil, our producer, is saying,
yes,
oh, really? Well, they
giving
probably,
us a dirty
though,
look right now.
But, Karen, they probably write letters because they have all those children. So who has time to even speak to each other? I mean, they probably have to say, how was your day today? I mean, this is how they communicate.
But they could email each other, Joe.
You know, they could. But
yeah.
according to the guy who died in his
yeah.
obituary,
oh, yeah,
don't email
Oh, yeah, you can't
me.
Email.
So,
He's
you know,
dead.
I guess that's not going to happen. And I hear, you know what else?
What?
They, you know, they met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But
right.
I heard that they may be doing another movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool. Yeah, they had quite the chemistry then. Because he was married to Jennifer Aniston, then.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
I know. And I still liked
you
that
know?
Romance.
I know.
I still...
I know, but...
I don't know if I'm real happy
What
with
can
him.
You do?
Well.
So, today we have a great show today, Joe.
Yeah?
Yeah, because one of our favorites, Chuck Pennington.
We love Chuck.
From Mannheim
Steamroller.
When he stops
by the studio, we always
yeah, he's the
love
best.
Chuck.
He's
yeah.
the best. And then we have a romantic guest.
We do, Nancy Cavish.
Yeah.
Yes.
She
Nancy.
Has an online... Profile. She's it's called Profile Wingman.
Right.
Right. She helps you write your profile
yeah.
for online
she has
dating.
An online profile writing service. Yeah.
And we'll take some call-ins. That would be awesome for that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yep.
What's our number, Neil?
402-342-1290. I think similar to the station that we're on, the Mighty
1290. And we'll be right back with Chuck Pennington.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Closed Curtain, a new film from acclaimed Iranian director Jafar Panahi, who made this tense drama in defiance of a 20-year ban on filmmaking and while under house arrest. Also showing A Most Wanted Man, an espionage thriller featuring one of the final performances by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This week's offering is John Hubley's Centennial Celebration, a collection of shorts by a groundbreaking animator who began his career at Disney, then struck out on his own to push the genre into new and wonderful directions. Showing August 1st, 3rd, and 5th is Godzilla, the Japanese original. This 60th anniversary release restores the ultimate creature feature to its original post-nuclear brilliance. On Thursday, August 7th, will be a one-time screening of We Always Lie to Strangers with director David Boone Wilson in person. The documentary follows four showbiz families grinding it out in the live music capital of the world, Branson, Missouri. More information and tickets available at filmstreams.org.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third, simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Hello, Kinetico. May I help you?
This is Bill Tyson. Is this my Kinetico Pro?
Yes, Mr. Tyson. What can I do for you?
Calling from Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Old Faithful just erupted and reminded me I didn't set the vacation bypass on my Kinetico water conditioner. Would you run over to my house and set it? I've hidden the key under my doormat.
Well,
I forgot to set the bypass last year. I had that other brand of the software used up 4,000 pounds of salt in a week.
Mr. Tyson, relax. With your new Kinetico, there is no vacation cycle or any worries about salt. If you don't use any water, your Kinetico won't either. We not only believe in saving salt, but also in saving water.
Would you go over and unplug it then? I'm trying to conserve electricity.
You forget that your Kinetico doesn't use electricity either. There's nothing to plug in. And don't forget that your Kinetico is also completely automatic.
You mean I can relax and enjoy my whole vacation?
That's right.
This is great. I've got Old Faithful here at Yellowstone and an Old Faithful in my Kinetico water conditioner at home.
To find out more, click OmahaKinetico.com or call 402-334-8688. That's 402-334-8688.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Well, Jody and I are thrilled today to have with us a music icon, just such a talented human being, our dear friend, Mr. Chuck Pennington. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
I'm so pleased to be here. Hi, Jody.
Oh,
we love
thanks,
it when you stop
Chuck.
By the studio.
Chuck is so humble, and I have to brag about him, Jody.
Do.
Yeah. He is.
Do.
I mean, Chuck, you are like, I think, the most talented person I know. And
no,
I know,
I think
wow.
I'm the most humble person in the
well,
world.
That too.
Oh, the humble. Most humble. That's right.
Well, you are, too. I mean, the list goes on and on. Mannheim Steamroller, Chuck. Gordon McRae. How long did you travel with Gordon?
10 years, yes.
10 years. Oh, my God, with Gordon McRae.
Gordon McRae. Is Gordon McRae Oklahoma?
Yes. Is that, okay. That's Gordon McRae.
Carousel.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
And you've performed with Tom Jones.
Yes.
Oh, there you go, Joe. Tom Jones.
Because it's not unusual to perform.
I know.
It's not.
Okay.
Henry
Mancini. You know
how I feel about Tom Jones.
I know.
Tom
we
Jones.
Know
okay,
how Joe
I can't help
feels.
It. I'm sorry. I love him. He might be 90, and I still love Tom Jones.
And they'll still throw underwear on him.
You know what? And by then, it might crumble. Yeah, it might fit him.
No, but Chuck has conducted orchestras for George Burns, Bob Hope, Bob Newhart, mm-hmm. and... Also, Chuck, I wouldn't have any musical career without you. I thank you from the bottom
of my
heart.
Anyway,
of course.
Before you guys get into talking about yourselves all the time like you do.
like we do. Thank you.
I just want to say that, you know, it has been a tremendous pleasure working on your songs.
Thanks, Chuck.
Which I was trying to count them up the other day, and I think I have orchestrated maybe 300 of your songs.
No, I think you're right.
And it's just, it's a considerable output of yours, and every one of them has been really fun.
Thanks, Chuck. So and,
nice.
You know, really.
Karen, it's because you're sweet and you're easy to work with, but you're also, you always have a smile on your face.
Oh, thanks.
You're always so, it's the Karen show. Chuck, sorry. I mean, we're now it's turned over to Karen.
No,
we're
I think it's the Chuck Pennington show, really.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, but Chuck, I wouldn't be anywhere without you. That's for sure. So thank
well,
you.
Let's get
okay,
on with
now
it.
The mutual
yeah,
society,
yeah,
right?
Talk,
okay.
That's right. We're done. That's right.
Chuck, you were
enough
six.
With the butter.
You were six when you started playing the piano.
Yes, 6 years old. Mm-hmm.
And then you wrote your first musical piece the next year?
The next year, yes. I knew that I was going to have a sibling the next year.
Oh, okay.
My next younger brother was going to be born, and they determined that it was going to be a boy. And so they named the boy before he was actually born.
Okay, and that was the song?
Yeah, my brother Tom.
Aww.
And so I wrote this song called Tommy's Waltz.
Tommy's Waltz.
Okay, Chuck, that is so beautiful.
Isn't
but
that touching?
I do have to say this, that I had an imaginary brother named Tommy.
Really?
So I'm wondering if you wrote the song
It could have been.
Yeah.
Like this.
Chuck, it could have happened. Because you know how we go back so many years.
But it was fun. I wrote this, and then my mom said, well, you know, you should play this for your piano teacher, uh-huh. who's a guy whose name was Johnny O'Neill. A wonderful guy. And so I did. I played it for him, and he said, well, that's really cool. And so he actually wrote it down for me.
Uh-huh.
You know,
so you still have it?
No.
Oh.
I remember it.
Oh,
I could play
true.
It. But,
do you play
but
it for
I,
your brother?
I don't have that thing that he wrote down. No, I didn't. Nobody thought it would be important at the time.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was the beginning of
but,
the
thousands. Yeah, I was seven, and it still holds up.
Well, Chuck, from that to Mannheim Steamroller. That's
yes. Yeah, I'm going to do another tour this year. Uh-huh. I just found out, just got a little email in my telephone yesterday saying, yeah, we're gonna tour again, start down in Florida and,
how many
and
cities
play about
do you
50,
go?
50 cities.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
And then there's 50? Two groups.
Yes.
Okay, and the other group does 50 cities also?
Yes, another 50 cities.
50 cities. In what time frame?
We start second week of November.
Okay.
And go through the end of the year.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay, but really, that's a short amount of time in 50.
Yeah,
you're
on a bus.
Every night.
It's a grind.
Yeah,
that is.
And you're on a bus doing this.
Yes.
And you're not like
well,
20 anymore.
Not when we play, but
yeah.
We're
oh,
on
know.
A bus in the middle of the night.
I've talked to you on the bus.
Well,
you're
you know,
writing
we
music.
We play a show. We get back on the bus.
Oh,
the crew packs up all of our junk in the trucks and so forth.
Right.
And then we hit the road and go to sleep. And we
get
wake
up
in the next city and live in the theater. And then we play a show. And then we do the, you know,
that's really,
yeah,
that would
over
be fun if you were like 30, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but
not anymore. But you're in Omaha the end of December?
I don't believe our group is, but the other
oh,
group
the other
will
group.
Be.
And
yes.
The other group, your son's in the other group.
That's right.
So you're
yes.
conquering, you're dividing and conquering.
Isn't he?
That's how that works.
But his son's the drummer in the other man.
Yeah.
Is that Logan?
Yes, our son Logan is the, who, by the way, has played drums on most of your recordings.
Thank goodness he has. He's terrific.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, Chuck has such a family, and his daughter Ashley is a choreographer, Jody.
I mean,
talent. And Allegra.
And his wife.
Okay,
yeah.
Your
mean,
wife?
And
Allegra?
I love his name. I love his
Isn't
wife's
that great?
Name. You can't beat that.
No, I know.
Is that why you married her,
bass,
Chuck?
Right?
Allegra's a bass player, yes.
And Chuck, is that why you married her? Because her name was Allegra? I mean, what if her name was
No, Allie? I married her because she was hot.
Yeah, well.
At least.
She still is, Chuck.
That helps. What if her name was Sally? Sally. It just wouldn't have the same ring.
Sally Pennington doesn't. Not too
Sally,
good.
No, but Allegra Pennington and her husband is a conductor. How do you that? You can't write that.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
You can't
but
make
anyway.
That up.
It was Bichert, as you
It
said.
Was Bichert. We love that word. We always have Bichert fate.
Yes.
Right? And, Chuck, you also do the Xarvan coronation?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm working on that right now. It's in the middle of October, and there's a 20-piece orchestra that we have. And
He just conducts his orchestra, Joe. That's one of his
All the music is written kind of from scratch for that.
Every year you write new music for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a house full of your sheet music?
Yes.
He has a house full of sheet and music. Good thing you,
sheet
good thing
music.
You
Not
that.
Sheet, Joe.
Sheet
music. No, it's good stuff.
Yes.
All good
it's
stuff.
Wonderful.
Now, most of it is, at least in the last few years, is stored inside of a hard drive. But
okay.
Uh-huh. I know. You have tons of my music, thank God. But it's all on your laptop.
But how many, Karen, what was it again? 300?
300 some songs he's arranged. Yeah, and then we recycle the songs. Like sometimes I read lyric, the same song. Oh, and we're going to have a show Monday night, Chuck.
That's right.
In two nights at the Storm Chasers, Joe.
Oh, that's right.
Chuck's playing and we're singing, Karen and Friends, and with Chuck Pennington on the keyboard.
Before the Storm Chasers game.
Yeah, before the game.
Right.
I've never
so
done
you're
that.
Probably not singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. What are you singing, Karen? Do you know what songs you're premiering?
Yes, we're some original songs, and one we're playing at the end called Awesome Omaha, and it's little ditty, it's for the Storm Chasers, too, Chuck. And we have Gene Klosner singing it, Peggy Jordson's in it, Daniel Denenberg,
oh,
right,
yeah,
Chuck?
Oh, yeah, what a champ
he's
he is.
He's 11.
11-year-old star.
Star. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Grace Badalek, who's a star, Elizabeth Lieberman.
Yeah,
they're all stars. Joyce Torchia, they're a wonderful group. We'll have fun, Chuck.
Elizabeth Lieberman.
Mm-hmm. She's great,
rehearsed with her the other day. She sounds great.
Yeah, we'll have a great show. You're going to be there, Neil? Storm Chasers. You know the Storm.
Take
He'll
me out
be there.
To the ball game.
He'll be there. So
then
how many
not?
Years? Oh, yeah, and you do the Intergenerational Orchestra.
The Intergeneration Orchestra is having its 30th year this year in existence.
30. Oh, my gosh.
And I've been the conductor and music director ever since the beginning.
Of time.
No, just the beginning of 30 years.
Okay.
But, yes,
wow.
we're having a 30th year special program.
And sometimes you do your own music there, right, too?
Yes. In fact, we'll do quite a few of my own compositions.
Okay. And Chuck, why is it intergenerational? There's certain ages you
have
to be?
Yes, to be in the orchestra, you have to be either 25 years old or younger, or else 50 years old or older.
Yeah. You know what I realized? Our show, that's what our show is Monday night. Isn't that weird? We have an intergenerational show Monday night.
That
I didn't realize that. All right.
It just fell.
How about
that,
Joe?
It worked out
that
way.
It worked out that way, yeah. But
you know, in this room, I think we have an intergenerational studio, for goodness sakes.
No, we do.
Yeah, Neil and I are the old guys.
We're
the young chicks.
That's right. We're the youth.
That's
definitely the youth here.
We're two youths.
We're the youths.
We're the two youths.
But, Chuck, I mean, you have broadened so many people's lives, including my own. You're just phenomenal with all your talent. I mean, Jody, he sits at the piano. Okay, he can play any song. You'd say whatever song, and then he can change the key and play in a different key.
Okay,
Chuck, what is your brain? Can I have your brain, Chuck?
No.
Oh, I wish.
I'm still using it.
Yeah.
Well, thank God for that.
True.
Well, we are so thrilled you were here today, Chuck. Thank you so much. Is there any parting words you want to tell us? Don't talk about yourself so
fly
much.
Fly straight. That's right. Don't talk about yourself.
No,
fly
I've talked to so many people that say they really enjoy your show. So
that's lovely of you to say
good.
That.
Oh, but we're all thrilled that you stayed in Omaha and didn't move to L.A. Well, you stayed in Lincoln.
Yes.
To LA.
Well, you
thank
know,
you,
Lincoln,
Chuck.
Omaha. Yeah.
We love you, Chuck. Thanks for stopping by.
Love you,
by.
Chuck. Chuck Pennington, Mannheim Steamroller.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Closed Curtain, a new film from acclaimed Iranian director Jafar Panahi, who made this tense drama in defiance of a 20-year ban on filmmaking and while under house arrest. Also showing A Most Wanted Man, an espionage thriller featuring one of the final performances by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This week's offering is John Hubley's Centennial Celebration, a collection of shorts by a groundbreaking animator who began his career at Disney, then struck out on his own to push the genre into new and wonderful directions. locations. Showing August 1st, 3rd, and 5th is Godzilla, the Japanese original. This 60th anniversary release restores the ultimate creature feature to its original post-nuclear brilliance. On Thursday, August 7th, will be a one-time screening of We Always Lie to Strangers with director David Boone Wilson in person. The documentary follows four showbiz families grinding it out in the live music capital of the world, Branson, Missouri. More information and tickets available at filmstreams.org.
Ever since it started back in 1930, the Lutheran Hour has never been just for Lutherans. The Lutheran Hour shares the good news for everyone. And now, you can hear the Lutheran Hour Sunday mornings at 7 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and online at mighty1290coil.com. Jesus Christ died and rose to forgive our sins and put us right with God. That's the message you'll hear each week on the Lutheran Hour. Join us, won't you? Every Sunday morning at 7 on the Mighty 1290 Coil and online at mighty1290coil.com.
I'm Tom Beck. I want to thank everybody for coming out in the Free Farmland Bacon there as we kicked off Bacon Fest. It's going to be September 7th out of the Croc Center. It's a benefit for the Salvation Army, and it's going to be a good family fun time. If you want to find out more about it, by the way, we're going to be giving out free bacon a lot in the next month at various places around town. If you want to find out more, go to the webpage, omahacroc.org/baconfest, omahacroc.org/baconfest, and then come and join the fun as we get ready to celebrate Bacon Fest 2014 on the Mighty 1290 Corner.
Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild.
I'm Wade Mayfield, President of Thermal Services.
I'm Barry Taylor, Senior Vice President.
I'm Michelle Barraza, Director of Administration.
I'm Tom Hafke, Residential Plumbing Supervisor.
I think the thing that does make us different is our belief in building long-standing relationships.
We have people that have been with us for 40-plus years. The integrity, the education, the training makes us one of the best HVAC companies in the industry.
Everybody that works here is going to be compassionate about what the situation is. They're going to be trained with the best practices. They truly care about doing the best possible job the customer has hired us to do.
When you call Thermal, you know that there's going to be a trusted individual that's coming to your house.
Because we will always do what's right, and we will always make it right for you.
For comprehensive service on your home's heating and air conditioning systems, or any type of plumbing problem, any emergency, any day of the week.
Thermal service is on the way. Call before noon, and we're there today.
Call 397-8100 to schedule an appointment.
Omaha is stimulating conversation. It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Karen, okay, now the time has come.
I know.
We talked about it last week with our fabulous friend, Marcia Capiston, and she is in a business with the lovely Nancy Cavich, who is the owner of Profile Wingman, which is a profile writing service. Online profile writing service. Is that correct, Nancy?
Is that right?
Would you say
yeah.
online dating correct. Service, rather. And Nancy, as beautiful as she is sharing her day with us to talk to us about all things online dating, profile, how you can make yourself look good, sound good.
On paper.
That's right. You can only do so much. I mean, look at, listen, as we always say, we have a face for radio. but Nancy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to have you here.
It's
great to be here.
How'd you get into it, Nance?
Oh, it all began with a friend of ours, Marcy and I. He came to us and asked for help on his dating profile.
And he was a really smart lawyer.
Lawyer, PhD, a professor at Creighton. And he, you know, had been online dating for a while and just struggling, not succeeding. And so he brought us his profile, and I just got out my red pen and went to work. And I'd just been online dating for years and have a background in writing and communications.
Yeah. Oh,
and
perfect.
I just, Marcia saw me, you know, getting after him, and she was like, she's a natural. We need to do this. And
oh, my God, that was the idea. The light came on.
It was.
You started a business
on
that.
And then we went online and realized there's really not much help out there for people, you know, online dating, and it's a huge industry, and it's a struggle. It's hard to talk about yourself, especially in a way that makes you three-dimensional and attracts the person that you're wanting to attract. You know, it's very intimidating, that big empty about me box.
Yeah, because you have to be humble, and yet you have to brag about yourself at the same time.
Yeah,
it's an art.
Well, and I think to your point, Nancy, when you say it's intimidating, I think the thing is that there are so many people that write about themselves that aren't necessarily authentic, And that's right. something mm-hmm. that I think is difficult to come across as authentic or attractive, or people are misrepresenting themselves mm-hmm. and saying, you know, I'm in an opera, I'm an orchestra conductor, or we could, you know, people are expecting that they're going to see Chuck Pennington, and in fact, they're going to see, you know, Bob Jones.
Right.
So it's one of those things where your company, so you would you take
you
an individual,
with the
you meet
yeah.
with them, how does
we
the process work?
We do a
work?
Skype interview. If they're local in Omaha, okay. I will meet with them in person, take them to coffee. And
you do this all over the country then? This
all over the world, actually.
All over the world. Okay,
yeah,
so your clients are all over the world.
England and Australia, Switzerland, Canada.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing? How many clients do you think you've had?
I haven't counted recently. We're well over 100, though.
Uh-huh.
Good
yeah.
for you.
And you just started, basically.
Started about a year and a half ago.
And wow. the success rate? Doing fairly well?
As far as I know. I mean,
yeah.
we don't hear back from everybody. We
okay.
feel, I don't know if it's because people, you know, are a little embarrassed that they had to reach out for help, but... So, you know, once they're finished, they just go on their way. But
yeah.
some people we do hear back from, and they're all, yeah, very successful.
And the
quickly.
First, the lawyer, the first one you did, he ended up having a relationship,
he did,
right?
Yeah.
For how long did he have it?
It lasted, I think, about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
But it was a lovely woman. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, is
terrific.
He back online? And is he using his profile and trying to
I don't
others?
Know that he's online at the moment. I think
okay.
he's taking a little break.
Taking a break. Okay.
Yeah. It definitely gave him more confidence, though, in himself, which is very
I think it
important.
Does. Are you the only service that does this? I mean, this is not... And people, a lot of people don't have this business, right?
Right. There's one other, you know, main one. If you search
wow.
on Google, there's one other, and that's owned by a guy, and he does it a little differently. He charges a lot more money as
mm-hmm.
well.
So you
but
have different levels that
one.
You charge, right? For
right.
So it's like a subscription.
Services.
Service. Right. We actually are thinking about adding a subscription
okay.
where monthly you can have, you know, ongoing help with emails and advice and, you know,
oh, so
updates
you do the
your
like,
profile.
Oh, you do the emails, too.
Oh, yeah. We do email assistance.
Ah.
It's not a bad gig,
wow.
especially for you and I that are technically challenged.
Yeah.
Not that you need it, Karen, because you're married. But I'm just saying,
well,
you know,
challenge
in other ways.
Right, challenge.
That's right. You're married. That's right. Is that a challenge?
It is a challenge.
Being married.
It's
I don't
a good
know.
Challenge.
It's a good challenge. That's
yeah,
right. But it's
good.
Okay. It's all right that you're not.
No.
But, you know, online dating had such a stigma for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and I think that you see that there's a paradigm shift. There,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the Match.coms and. J-Date, and you know,
right.
there's what is the other chemistry.com,
eHarmony.
I see
yeah.
all
big, I mean, there's a
billboards for OmahaSingles.com. How do you know, Nancy? How do you know which ones truly are okay to be on?
Well,
I mean,
it's interesting because it changes where you live. Different sites are bigger and more popular, and you know, it depends on your goal as well.
Okay.
So,
that's
like
true.
Around here in Omaha, really Match and eHarmony are
the
good ones. The ones where if you're serious about it, because those are pay sites. So,
right.
you know, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, those are free sites. So, around here, it's kind of you get what you pay for.
They're kind of hookup sites, would you say? Would you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. OkCupid, I don't want to, you know.
No. I know.
It's a fun site, and I like
know.
The layout of their profiles because they ask a lot of questions. You learn about a lot about this person, but.
Yeah.
It's mostly for young people and, you know,
I don't know,
people that are not quite all with their mind.
Uh-huh.
Nice way to
yeah.
put it.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I think it's great. Well, you know what? I think, Nancy, I mean, while you're here, we would love to have our listeners call in. And please call in. It's 402-342-1290. And they, Nancy, you know, I think that there are those out there just as curious as I am as,
mm-hmm.
you know, what do we need to do to make ourselves authentic? What do we need to do to be attractive? What do we need to do to attract others? Is it, you know, do we cast this net and pull people in? But I truly invite listeners to call us at 402-342-1290
yeah.
and ask Nancy questions. And we have a caller on the line. And we
Sally.
Have
Sally.
Sally on the phone.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Sally.
Hello?
Sally. Hi, Sally. You're on It's the Beat with Nancy Cabbage and Jody and Karen. Do you have a question for Nancy about profile, dating, anything?
Yeah.
Nancy is here to answer your question.
I'm just wondering what the advantage would be. I've not had a lot of great luck meeting people online or having people even answer any, you know, ads or, you know, anything. And just wondering what maybe what I could do or how this helps meet people.
So you've had trouble. Okay, so you've had trouble online.
Yeah, just not getting much response, and the response I've gotten hasn't been anybody that would even be anyone that would be interesting to me.
Okay. And so
that's very common with people, and that's, I think, where people struggle the most. So the main thing, I think, with your profile is to make sure you say who it is that you're looking for. You know, a lot of times, like the About Me box, people just list about themselves and don't say who, you know, who they want to be dating. And that's the other thing that you need to kind of look inside yourself as well. You know, when we do a questionnaire with our clients, and initially with the questionnaire we ask, you know, what type of person do you normally date? And I change that question to, what type of person should you be dating?
There's
because
a difference.
The right, person you've been normally dating obviously isn't working for you. Otherwise, you'd still be with them. So the question is, you know, who's ideal for you and what, you know, personality? It's not about looks, not, you know, how tall they are, how thin they are, how much hair they have. It's more, you know, who will you get along with? Who will, you know, go the distance? What are the primary things that are most important to you, and what are your deal breakers as well? But definitely keep it positive. You know, don't have this long list. There's this viral thing going around, this guy with a list of 100 things that he doesn't want in someone.
Oh, seriously?
It's better to say what you are looking for, not what you're, you know, not looking for. Keep it positive.
What do you think, Sally?
I think that's a good way to look at it. I hadn't looked at it that way. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much,
Sally.
Thanks
for
calling in. And with that, Nancy, what's some of the worst profile mistakes a person can make while trying to write their profile?
Well, you know, it begins with the photo.
Make sure that it's not like a photo that is obnoxious or
right. You know, like the shirtless bathroom selfie.
Yeah, that's not good.
And
I've done that before, and it just doesn't give me any.
It doesn't do good for you.
It just doesn't. No, not
at
my age.
You know, everything needs to go towards your goal. So that's the very first thing you need to establish when you're, you know, putting your profile together is what is your goal on this site. If you're looking just for a hookup, then yeah, a shirtless bathroom selfie would work for you.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, depending on who you're looking for, I guess, you know, but if you're looking for a hunting partner, then certainly that photo with the dead animal, put that up there. But if you're not, then, you know, stay away from those things, you know, don't do the, you know, upshot cleavage photo if you're not,
But I have a question, Nancy. What if, like, you know, you're 50 and you put, like, this 30-year-old photo of yourself?
Oh,
well, that's
don't
the
do
other
that,
thing.
Right?
Everything needs
whole,
to be
yeah.
current. It's all, okay. You know, our next thing is honesty. Everything about your profile needs to be honest. So, don't say you're an opera singer if you can just, you know, hit those high notes in the shower. You know, you need to be the person in person. Mm-hmm. When you meet the person, they need to be meeting exactly who they're expecting to be meeting.
Authenticity.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. I mean, do you think people try to be funny and they think that attracting, you know, by putting something in their bio and being humorous, do you think that that's a turnoff for people? Or do you tell people, listen, if you are funny, put that in your bio?
If you're funny, be funny.
Okay.
You know, don't tell
say
me
you're funny.
Funny.
Yeah. Just be funny.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you help them do that in the
Oh, yeah. I'm hilarious. So, yeah.
Exactly. But Nancy,
yeah,
you
write up was funny, actually, Nancy. You're right.
See, that's what's so funny. You know, I just remember I went on a date, and this gentleman, as
Jody's hilarious. So.
Well, and this gentleman, all he kept saying is, you're funny. Instead of laughing, he
would
just say, you're funny.
It's a commentary, Jody.
Yeah, that didn't work for me. So I was dating Ed McMahon. I think I was seriously dating
Ed McMahon.
McMahon
laughed.
Yeah. Well, he did, that's right. Yeah. I don't know. It was all, you're funny. Well, don't tell me I'm funny. Laugh. Appreciate my humor.
Oh, that's great. Love it.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So this is right up your alley because you're a writer and you're funny and you bring out the true side of people.
Right,
that's
but,
cool.
You know, I'm only being funny on their profiles
if they're funny. Yeah,
so
right.
It's funny, you know, like I learned that early on. I had a woman who was an ex-military and really, you know, kind of a tough woman, really strong woman, and she was looking for someone to play pool with. And she was a little older, and I thought she was just kind of a little rough around the edges, and so I tried to lighten her up, and I, you know, was kind of funny in her profile. And she wrote back, and she said, I want my money back. And this is not who I am. This sounds totally cheesy. And I learned right then and there that, no, I need to be authentic with these people just as they need to be authentic with themselves.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, great advice from Nancy Cavitch. And, Jode, we get to have her on for another segment.
I know. Don't you love it?
I love it, Nancy.
I mean, I may learn something.
Yeah, I know. We all will.
And Karen and I always said that, you know, my perfect match would be someone with one foot in the grave and the other in their yacht. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you, Nancy?
Well, no.
I mean, that's honest. Isn't it?
Being authentic.
All about honesty,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, that's great, Jode.
Well, for a while. Yeah. That's right.
Our next segment, we'll also have Nancy Cavitch. And please call in. 402-342-MIGHTY-1290.
342-1290.
We'll see you back with Nancy.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater. Closed Curtain, a new film from acclaimed Iranian director Jafar Panahi, who made this tense drama in defiance of a 20-year ban on filmmaking and while under house arrest. Also showing A Most Wanted Man, an espionage thriller featuring one of the final performances by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This week's offering is John Hubley's Centennial Celebration, a collection of shorts by a groundbreaking animator who began his career at Disney, then struck out on his own to push the genre into new and wonderful directions. Showing August 1st, 3rd, and 5th is Godzilla, the Japanese original. This 60th anniversary release restores the ultimate creature feature to its original post-nuclear brilliance. On Thursday, August 7th, will be a one-time screening of We Always Lie to Strangers with director David Boone Wilson in person. The documentary follows four showbiz families grinding it out in the live music capital of the world, Branson, Missouri. More information and tickets available at filmstreams.org.
Nothing like hot weather to get you focused on the projects that need to be done around your house. How about scheduling your summer carpet cleaning? Get this checked off your list quick by calling 402-933-1988. You're really going to feel a difference when these guys walk through the door because they don't use sticky, dirt-attracting shampoos and chemicals. They use their patented empowered water and hot water extraction method to clean and sanitize your carpets like nothing else can. So instead of practically no residue like some of the cleaners, Zero Res is no residue, period. That means no harsh chemical residue left under your feet, just carpeting that's clean, soft, and fresh. It stays clean longer, too. That's why more and more people every day call for the clean that only Zero Res can deliver. Call now for the Mighty 1290 special. Have three rooms in your house pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for just $139. Call 402-933-1988. It's 402-933-1988. Because your carpets are not clean until it's Zero Res clean.
Are you ready to party? Firehouse. August 8th, Boston Arena. Tickets are only $20. Buy your tickets now at RalstonArena.com.
Late at night when the sun goes down. Riding
also appearing Sturgis Legends, the Randall Forte Band. Get your tickets now at the Ralston Arena box office or RalstonArena.com.
Back up.
They are driving right now because you're talking about mosquitoes and all
yes.
that. They're itching like crazy.
Just thinking about it. Oh, wait a second. Was the same driver having an orgasm in the last segment when I was talking about sex? You know, I mean, really.
I don't think you do it for them like
you
that.
You know, I'm just saying. If they're going to complain at me when they're itching when I'm talking about mosquitoes, then they got to give me credit when they're, you know, like having orgasms driving on the road if I'm talking about sex.
Depends on where the speaker's at, I suppose.
I guess.
Back up. Tom Becca, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
Now showing at the Ruth Sokolov Theater. Closed Curtain, a new film from acclaimed Iranian director Jafar Panahi, who made this tense drama in defiance of a 20-year ban on filmmaking and while under house arrest. Also showing A Most Wanted Man, an espionage thriller featuring one of the final performances by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Forever Young is a family-friendly series. This week's offering is John Hubley's Centennial Celebration, a collection of shorts by a groundbreaking animator who began his career at Disney, then struck out on his own to push the genre into new and wonderful directions. Showing August 1st, 3rd, and 5th is Godzilla, the Japanese original. This 60th anniversary release restores the ultimate creature feature to its original post-nuclear brilliance. On Thursday, August 7th, will be a one-time screening of We Always Lie to Strangers with director David Boone Wilson in person. The documentary follows four showbiz families grinding it out in the live music capital of the world, Branson, Missouri. More information and tickets available at filmstreams.org.
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
This is great, Jody. I love it. Are we putting you on?
I think, you know what? You just never know. I think Nancy might just be the answer.
She's the woman that
She's
has
the
it
Holy
all.
Grail. That's
I
right.
Know it.
She is all things all about the wingman or wingwoman or whatever you want to call it.
She's trying to bring romance to the world.
I know.
That's wonderful.
One word at a time.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's all it takes.
No, that's true.
And it's all about authenticity, which we love. Oh, we have a caller. And again, please, we invite our callers to, or our listeners to call in, rather, 402-342-1290. But we have a caller on the line.
Nelson. It's Nelson. Hi Nelson.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Fine. Thanks for calling in to It's the Beat with Karen and Jody, and we have Nancy Cavitch in the studio. And you have a question for Nancy?
Yeah, I just recently moved to Omaha from Miami, and I was looking for some advice on how to meet people.
Well, you've come to the right place. So there's definitely different ways to meet people. It depends, you know, if you're looking for people or a date or, you know, again, this is all about your goal. I have had people, you know, I have a guy, an American, who moved to Switzerland who was looking just to make friends. And so he hired me to write a profile for that. So, you know, whatever works, certainly, you know, there's different sites that also, you know, there's definitely like different niche sites that help kind of centralize what it is that you're looking for and focus on that. The bigger the city, the bigger population in those niche sites. You know, for like the older people, there's something, Our Time is an older dating site. There's a new site that I'm actually going to be a part of called Love Begins At, that's for 40s and older.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yeah, their parent company is out of England.
Oh, okay. Keep
that's it. Great.
So that's going to be exciting.
Well, Nelson.
That's a big demographic.
Yeah, are you under 40, Nelson?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Under 40.
But you're looking for just, so Nelson, it appears, is just looking to meet people.
Meet people. Like meetup.com is actually a good place to find. That's not you know, anywhere where I would write a profile for, but I think that's a good resource for, you know, finding different groups of people who have similar interests as you and getting out there and, you know, exploring the city. And,
and Nancy, is there a difference? So when some, for instance, like Nelson, so he is saying he wants to meet people. There's a difference between meeting people and a relationship. So do you suggest that when folks are writing their profile and you're helping folks write their profile, do you suggest that they put in their profile looking for a relationship or, you know, spell it out?
Is that part of it?
Is that
part of
it?
Well, usually there's like a checkbox for that sort of thing, you know, what it is that you're looking for. But yeah, I mean, you can, I would, you know, stress it again in the profile, not in those words necessarily, but just say like what you're looking for in your future. So I'm looking for someone to, you know, grow old with, or, you know, looking to start a family, but, you know, maybe a little more eloquently than that. But yeah, but if you're just looking for someone to go see concerts with and go to movies, you know, then I would,
that's a different thing.
Yeah, I would list that as
is
well.
Is that good, Nelson?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Oh, good. Well hopefully you'll find
Have find
fun in Omaha.
Yeah,
yeah,
you'll
hope to meet you.
Miami meets Omaha. That's
thank
right.
you, Nelson.
Thank you.
No, that was great. And that was for an under 40 person. You also like, if somebody is over 60.
I don't know why I thought
60.
He was older. I think Miami and I initially automatically think older.
And you have all ages. So you can help people of all ages.
I do, yeah. We have clients as young as, I think 23 is our youngest.
Really?
And our oldest is 67.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that works. Between, Karen, I think we have another caller.
Oh, good.
We do. So we have Mark on the line.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, welcome to It's the Beat with Karen and Jody, and we're in the studio with Nancy. You have a question for Nancy?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, first-time caller. I love the show, guys.
Oh, thank you,
thanks.
Mark. We so appreciate it.
So, Nancy, I was wondering what is the best site for me? You know, there's a lot of options out there. There's Tinder, J-Date, J-Swipe, Match, OkCupid. You know, what's the best site to list your profile on?
Well, again, it depends on your goal. And are you here local in Omaha?
Yeah.
So as far as J-Date and J-Swipe, unfortunately, it's not very heavily populated here in Omaha, and you probably know everybody on there.
Uh-huh. You're probably right. Yeah.
It's, you know, so that, you know, if you're looking to find someone who lives in Omaha, J-Date, you know, works if you're willing to go outside of the city and, you know, meet other people.
Like Lincoln, Kansas City, whatever.
Right. Or even further, Chicago, right. St. Louis, places with bigger Jewish populations.
Right.
Right. Like New York, you know, just New York and Miami.
Do you think Tinder is good, or does it have a bad reputation?
Tinder, I feel like it depends on your age. How old are you?
33.
So, you know, I think it's okay for that age. I feel like the younger kids, it's mostly just a hookup app. But for older people on Tinder, I think it's a good thing. I like that it's, you know, it ties you to Facebook and you see what mutual friends you have in common and mutual interests. And I love the fact that you can only message each other if you show mutual interest in each other.
Okay.
So you're not getting all these random, unwanted, unsolicited.
Right. So it's qualified. Yeah. Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
So if Mark called you, he could get a great, you would sit down with him and write his profile for him. For Tinder, for wherever you want
right.
to go. J-Day,
I mean,
Match.
Yeah, Tinder,
you know,
you don't have a profile.
I have like a short little.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
But for any of the other sites, yeah. you would sit down with him and, you know, bring out his good qualities. Right, Mark? And
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I don't know if you get to learn much about people from Tinder, but I've heard a lot of people that have had good experiences from it. Have you heard of, have you done any groupers?
You know, is grouper here in Omaha yet?
Oh, I'm not sure. I did it elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't think it's made it here yet. But, you know, again, I don't know. I feel like grouper, that's, again, for the young people. I feel like older people, especially if your goal is to kind of settle down, do you really want to go on a group date?
Yeah, that would mm-hmm. be tough.
Did you, Mark, did you have a hard time writing your profile when you signed up?
Oh, yeah, I had to have a friend do it. It was very difficult.
Yeah, see, that's what Nancy does. She yeah. would then write your profile. It'd be a very authentic profile, you know. It would be.
Yeah. After I rewrote it, I got much more responses.
Oh, nice. That's interesting. Yeah. And that's what she does.
And Mark,
oh.
yeah, Mark, did you know online dating has become the number two form of matchmaking in the United
oh.
States? That's an incredible statistic.
I don't doubt it. Yeah.
Yeah. That is an incredible statistic. 25 million unique users around the world
wow.
were online dating, according to Huffington Post.
Wow.
Reported in 2012. That's amazing.
Have you seen the TED Talk about the lady who hacked online dating?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't think she's that rare. I think a lot of people go on, like guys will go on posing as girls just to see, you know, what it's like and what message works, you know, for, you know, if you send an email, what kind of response appeals to you, and
yeah,
it's you know, it's for your the rest of your life. It's a big deal, so you don't want to just go at it willy nilly. You want to mm-hmm. you know, make some
effort. But don't you find that other people put misleading pictures on as well, so it's really hard to get to know if they're the real picture?
Well, I mean, that's a huge complaint, especially I hear from guys about women that, you know, they post not current pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, that's a problem because it's a deal breaker, right? When you meet, you know, if you don't match the picture, then
right.
it's over.
That's
it shows
yeah.
dishonesty. And
right. But Nancy and her business, Profile Wingman, they're very honest. They bring out your true self. They don't post a picture of you from 20 years ago.
Right. I had a client. She has a big gap between her two front teeth, and she didn't want to post a photo of
right.
her smiling and showing that gap. And I said, well, it's there.
That's
right.
who you are.
It's
right.
part of who you are. There's
right.
certain, you know, there's tons of models and, you know,
right.
attractive people that have, people
yeah.
are attracted to that quality, and you want to attract that person who will enjoy that about you. And the ones
exactly.
that don't aren't going to message you.
It's
and you want
right.
to kind of stop, you know, not waste anyone's time from the beginning.
No, right. That's
great. Jody, what site did you decide to use?
Oh, that's such a sweet question, Mark. Thanks so much. You know, I haven't decided yet. I mean, there's so many to choose from. I'm just not sure. So maybe with Nancy's help, we'll figure that out.
Uh-huh. Jody is good to work with, Mark, because she's funny, she's cute, she's got everything.
Oh.
Nancy will write
so
a great
sweet.
Profile
that's
for
right.
her.
Mark, if you...
she'll have an easy time. Well,
you're
thanks,
very...
guys. Keep up the great show. I listen to it every week.
Oh,
thanks,
thank you so
Mark.
Much, Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Nancy, that's so, that, you know, we find a lot of people that they're so curious about what sites are out there. And just as you're saying, now you're a part of a site, which is incredible, or soon to be a new online dating site. But what's nice about Nancy as well is in her spare time, she has a company, RSVP,
uh-huh.
That you print invitations and you
right.
do stationery and customize,
yeah.
and customize rather, not print, but customize.
They're beautiful,
they're
too.
They're gorgeous. So how nice. So those that have met the profiles that you are, of course, writing for folks and helping represent folks, how nice they can come to you then for their
then
wedding
invitation.
And when
they invitation. Get wedding, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What a nice
yeah.
business to be in.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
Well,
Nancy,
we thank you
shop.
So much,
yeah.
Nancy Cavett.
We'll have her
profile,
back.
Profile, it's not wing woman, it's profile wingman.
Wingman.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, initially when we started the site, we thought our demographic would be men. We wrote the site
uh-huh.
with, you know, that voice speaking to men, but really
it's
we're
everything.
About half
you're
men.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Nancy, you know what? I may
great.
Just give you a call.
Perfect.
I appreciate
I'm
it.
Here
thank
for
you.
You.
Nancy
right.
Cavett.
When you're financing a home, it can be rather nerve-wracking. All around you are unknown problems, difficulties, and questions. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone you can trust to guide you through it all? I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. As your mortgage lender, I'm completely dedicated to helping you achieve the dream of owning your own home. But don't take my word for it. Here's what my clients have to say.
My wife and I were recommended to visit Brent at Mortgage Specialists when we brought up interest in buying our first home.
We had no idea what the process was for getting a home loan, but Mortgage Specialists did an amazing job helping us understand each step. Whenever we had questions, Mortgage Specialists responded within a half an hour to email or a phone call, even on weekends.
Buying our first home was supposed to be stressful, but with the help of Mortgage Specialists, everything seemed to fall in place. Ben
and Tiffany
Bukacek.
My clients are my top priority. Always have been, always will be. I'm Brent Rasmussen of Mortgage Specialists. Click mtg-specialist.com to find out more. Mortgage Specialists. Driven, trusted, reliable.
NMLS number 5918. Testimonials or active portrayals.
Let's put it right out there. Friendly Computers wants to sell you a computer. What Friendly Computers doesn't want to do is sell you a computer that you don't need. Maybe you take and edit lots of photos. Maybe you're in a band and record lots of music. Or maybe you're a gamer and you need horsepower out the wazoo. However you use your computer, Friendly Computers will custom build a machine that's perfect for you. When you go to Friendly Computers, they'll ask you specific questions about the things you need your machine to do, and then they'll put together a machine that, when you take it home and boot it up, you can get right down to doing whatever it is you want to do. Pretty cool, huh? Plus, Friendly Computers offers a 3-year parts and labor warranty on all the PCs they build. Built in Omaha, backed in Omaha, fixed in Omaha. Click FriendlyComputersOmaha.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Formanek, owner of Friendly Computers. Yes, I want to sell you a computer, but only a computer you need. Friendly Computers, why call a geek when you can call a friend?
Omaha's stimulating conversation. It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
You're listening to It's The Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
That song. Jody.
Hey, what a great show.
Really, Jody, are you booked? Are you booked for Profile Wingman?
I'm ready. Get me on it.
You'd be perfect, Jody.
Thanks,
you and
Karen.
Nancy, boy, it'd be a real blowout.
It would be. Thanks, Karen.
But we thank Chuck Pennington for coming today. He's just the best.
He is so sweet. We love him.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
And again,
Nancy Kavich.
Absolutely.
Really.
Appreciate her time and appreciate the callers
calling
in.
And also this Monday night, August 4th, right before the Storm Chasers game at 6 o'clock, Karen and friends, we are performing with Chuck Pennington. And, Jode, have a beautiful week. I hope
Thank
the weather's
you.
As good as last week.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And we will be talking to you
next week. And we'll end It's the Beat today with a song we'll be singing this Monday night called Awesome
I'm
Omaha.
From an awesome place in Nebraska.
Omaha!
Don't know why I left so long ago. All I know is this awesome place in Nebraska.
Omaha!
Lives in my heart and my soul. Grew up in this awesome place in Nebraska.
Omaha!
Running home from school, playing ball in the street. Oh, when I see my mom, I'm gonna ask her, was life really so simple and so sweet? I'm a-going home Storm chasers roam, so I can get on my feet and cheer. With the guys, I'll have a beer. I'm going back to see my Uncle Jack, but most of all, can't wait to feel my mama's loving arms. I'm from an awesome place in Nebraska. We're all family, neighbors and friends. We all know this awesome place in Nebraska. It's the place where the love never ends. Chasers roam, so I
I can get on my feet to cheer. With the guys I'll have a beer. I'm a going back to see my Uncle Jack. But most of all, can't wait to feel my mama's loving arms.